In celebration of 80 years funeral service to the community of Victoria, this is Chapter 4 of the Tobin Story. By the mid-70s, community attitudes to death and bereavement were changing. Former Managing Director Des Tobin tells us people were beginning to ask questions that had never been asked before, such as, why do we have funerals? Do we have to have a religious ceremony? Why do people feel so bad when they have a death in the family? And what can the funeral do to help people better understand their feelings? These were questions to which Des Tobin says he really didn't have the answers.
At much the same time, the Gippsland Institute of Advanced Education, as it was then called, contacted me to see if I could design and teach a course in death and bereavement, because they had inquiries from social workers and nurses and clergy and other people in the area down there, and they thought they might be able to do this course. So I knew I was interested in doing it, but also knew that I didn't have the professional training to actually, you know, design and teach the course. So I got people together like Graham Griffin and others, and away we went. Out of that course, in the first year that we ran it, in 1978, was David Treloar, who was then a Baptist minister at Greensboro, and had been for some time and was wanting to get out of that area of work. So I kind of seized on the opportunity to get hold of a person of his quality and to set up our own education and training division. The establishment of that department, I think, and the work that David did in the community can't be too highly praised.
Des Tobin saluting David Treloar's development of death and bereavement education in Australia. In the next chapter of the Tobin story, the company gives back to the community that has supported it and leads the way in fixed-price funeral planning.